Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage podcast. And joining me today, I've got a special guest. She is Cambria Goodman. And hey, Cambria. Well, she is an amazing woman who has been really serving people, I think, just about all of her life from the looks of her bio. But I'm going to read some of it to you and watch my cat not knocking over my pulling cords away here. Okay, behave yourself, cat. Anyway, so Cambria is the CEO of Grandma Fifi's Home Care and Cambria Goodman Internationals, and she's also a professional speaker. And she is passionate about empowering her audiences and her clients. She is a very bright woman. She's got a master's degree in organizational leadership. She has been a certified nursing assistant for the last 10 years. But what really blew me away is the fact that when she was in middle school, instead of just, you know, goofing off like normal kids would do, no, she was going on mission trips to Haiti and the Dominican Republic and helping out those less fortunate. So it's no wonder that she got into the caregiving industry. I'm surprised at that, really. But tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, and even like what prompted you to go on mission trips at such a young age?
Well, my mom kind of raised me up in the church, and it was an opportunity from the church. The pastor kind of invited some or offered to, you know, for individuals to go, and a lot of people declined. But I so happened to accept the offer, and I went because I thought, you know, this could be an opportunity of a lifetime for me to make an impact in someone else's life. You know, I've seen the videos my whole life on Facebook and on like social media, on the news, how deprived Haiti was, and you know, foreign countries. So I wanted to go and I wanted to see for myself and I wanted to be of help.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how I got into it.
Yeah. Well, got a cat going to be just he wants to be in a podcast today.
Right.
Well, hopefully he's not going to be too obnoxious today, but that's what happens when you're doing stuff when you're working from home. So
that's right.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I know something that you're, I guess, something you speak about is something called a destiny-defining purpose. So what do you mean by that, and how do you know when you're living that?
Well, what I mean by that is it's a feeling that you don't have to second guess. You know, when we're going in, we're trying to do new things, we always ask the spirit, God, higher power, whomever you prefer, to hit us with another sign. You know, knock me in my head with the book or something. Let me know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
You get that feeling without the extra guessing and second questioning. It just feels right. It feels so real that you are actually walking in it. It's a feeling that God gives you a peace and understanding that the rough journey that you've been dealing with is all a part of the process. So when I say destiny defining purpose, that's the purpose that you have on your life that allows you to help others and be of service and just be free in your will to do that. It's no strain. It doesn't matter what the cost is. You're all in. And that's what I mean by defining your purpose. And when you know that it's just right.
Right. Yeah. I think sometimes people may be frustrated though, because they're not quite sure what that purpose is though. And I guess maybe it's about learning to trust yourself a little bit more. What would you say?
Yeah, there was a point in time where I was unsure. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know if I was going in the right direction. And then one day I had like an epiphany, and it was just like, you know what? It's not what happened to you, it's how you handle it. So all that you're going through, you have to take that and channel it and make it a part of the process. Make the process work for you. Make everything a learning experience. And it's not easy, trust me. Everybody battles with the purpose, you know? Am I doing the right thing? You know, because it's gonna get hard, but nothing easy, nothing worth it comes easy.
Yeah.
Everything, because if it comes too fast, you get it too soon, you won't appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true. What are some of the barriers maybe that you've had to overcome to be able to, you know, finally be able to walk into your purpose?
Knowing my resources, staying focused and committed because of the rough path, the rough journey, that the process, you know, and just being able to develop a growth mindset. These things come with time and surrounding yourself with the right people, distancing yourself from the negativity, isolation, and you're gonna feel alone. You're gonna feel like, you know, no one understands, because it's not for them to understand. It's just for you to understand. It's for you to live it out. It's for you to change lives.
Yeah, that's so true.
The barriers that I had to deal with, and still sometimes a challenge.
Yeah. Did you run into sometimes where like the people around you maybe didn't understand? And so, cause I know sometimes that can be a big barrier, sometimes even from our family, cause they don't understand.
Exactly. You know, I ran into that. And then, you know, lately, like just in the past, I basically told myself, you know what, at this point, it doesn't matter if they understand or not. They just have to respect it. And if you continue doing something, eventually people will take you serious. You know, sometimes we might start something and we tell our family or our friends, I'm going to be doing this. And then 6 months later, they don't see any of that stuff that you said you're going to be doing. But when you actually say what you mean and mean what you say, then they'll have a more level of respect for you and what your dreams are, your ambitions. You know, they have no choice but to understand then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. In fact, I experienced that when I started my business 10 years ago. My husband would call it a hobby, and it used to really annoy me. Yeah. But eventually he saw that I was serious and I was committed, and I kept at it, you know, month after month, year after year. And so he doesn't call it a hobby anymore.
He learned to understand, and he learned to know that, you know what, Gloria isn't playing about this. She is serious. So yeah. I'm going to have to put some respect on what she wants and her desires are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what made you decide to become a speaker? Because here you are, you're a successful businesswoman running a company. And so I'd love to know what prompted that, I guess, maybe new calling that came into your life.
Yeah, So it started when I was a little girl. I always knew that it was something special about me. My friends knew it. Everybody knew it. They consider me to be the mom of the group because I'm always preaching to them. I'm always saying, you know, this is what we need to do and this is how we need to do it. But I also feel like what I have to offer is unique and the world desires it. Like, I really feel like if the mental blueprint, master blueprint that I have is shared with individuals, they will learn to shift their mindset, because everything is with the mind.
Right.
I'm passionate about my message. I feel like it's one of a kind perspective. My audience care about the authenticity. Like, I'm real. You know, I don't sugarcoat it. I don't bend it around the corner. I just tell everybody like it is, and I'm honest, because people respect honesty. And in order for you to get through to people, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
So those are just a few reasons why I became a speaker. I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy the effects, the side effects that it comes from behind it, with the people that I lie and the people that I change.
Right. So. It's awesome. Now, You and I, actually, we both, I think, have someone in common that we worked with who, I'm going to go ahead and put in a plug in for her, Amanda Rose Igo. She is an awesome speaking coach. And I know one of the things she talks about is being speaking from like a heart-centered place and really having a compelling story. Why, you know, now you having worked with her as I have, why do you think it is so important for people to be able to share their personal story in a way that, you know, that does, that is going to be able to reach people?
That personal story is a connection. That personal story allows me, where I am, to tap into a space of where you are and really understand why you're here and why we're here. What you went through, your story, is connected to the people that you're going to be dealing with. There, it's gravity some way. It just surrounds you, and the people that you've worked with and connected with have a passion for that. So I really, really feel that the connection of what you have to say and what others want to hear is related, and it just, it all makes sense and it all works together.
That's awesome. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I actually don't have anything to add to that. I think you said it very well. So what's next for you? Like we're recording this, we're coming on to the end of 2019. So we've got a new decade ahead of us. Where do you see yourself next year? What are you looking to do?
I see myself coaching individuals. I see myself speaking to more individuals like myself. Those that feel somewhere in their heart that they have a purpose, and I want to help them birth out that purpose. And I just, my business flourishing, and I'm helping other individuals flourish and grow their business. Basically, that's where I see myself, helping millions of people all over the world change their lives and just have a mindset shift.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Well, if someone out there is, you know, listening and or watching this, and feels like they want to be able to connect with you more so that they can maybe have you help them develop their purpose a little bit more, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, I'm all over the social media outlets. I'm on Facebook at Cambria Goodman. I'm on Instagram at Cambria_Nicole. And I also have CambriaGoodman.com. So, that is open to anyone and whomever wants to get in contact with me, or at my email, Cambria, CAMBREA, Goodman, GOODMAN @gmail.com. You can contact me. You need me to speak. You need me to coach you, VIP coaching, whatever it is that you may need, I'm here. That's how you can get in contact with me.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we appreciate you being on the program today. And I just want to also encourage you out there, if you're listening to this, to make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, or frankly, subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. And that way you won't miss a future episode. And also, if you did get value out of this, and I hope you did, if you'd please be kind enough to leave us a rating or review on iTunes as well, because that will help more people be able to find us. So I would appreciate that. So until next time, I'm Gloria Grace Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.